This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.
The following is a sports presentation of Classic Hits Radio, 98.9 FM and KKPR.com. High school basketball is on the air.
And Benzel swings over to Bauer, a chance to make it a one-possession game. They'll hand it off to Mackenzie Miller. Off the back pick, underneath Stadler, layup up and in. Neely Stadler scores, and it's a two-point game.
Tonight, it's a rare Monday doubleheader from Minden as the Whippets welcome in the St. Paul Wildcats. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Pass over to Bank. Holding the ball. Now skip pass over the left side. Pass, ball fake. Gives it to Gay. Gay's going to fight his way down the lane. Throw it off the glass and score. And 12 points for Brian Gay.
It's a busy week for Minden as they begin their pursuit of another Southwest Conference tournament title. But first, they must face a solid St. Paul club after weather wiped out this twin bill last week. It's the Wildcats and the Whippets coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join KKPR Sports Director Doug Duda live from C.L. Jones Gymnasium in Minden, right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone. Welcome back to C.L. Jones Gymnasium here in Minden, where we get ready for what should be a great boys basketball contest tonight between the Whippets and the St. Paul Wildcats. Iced out last Tuesday and playing it tonight here on KKPR. Doug Duda with you on the New Tech Seed pregame show, where our girls' game is in the books. It was a sluggish first half offensively. Minden leading 16-12 at the half, but they went on a 10-0 run to end the third quarter and pulled away for a 46-32 win over St. Paul. Neely Stadler with 14 points. Halle Bauer, 13 points, 10 rebounds. McKenna Tenbenzel, 12 points, 10 rebounds. For St. Paul, they had a total of 7 players score, but Mackenzie Mudloff's 9 points was the team high. Now we get ready for a top 10 battle in C1 between Minden and St. Paul. We'll look at the starting lineups next.
The Kroll Agency Insurance of Minden, Kennesaw, and Exdale, where service is our number one priority. Best of luck to all the area athletes. We are very proud to support you in and out of the game. The Kroll Agency, Minden, Kennesaw, and Exdale.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
And welcome back to C.L. Jones Gymnasium. It's time for the starting lineups of the New Tech Seed pregame show, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with Five Points Bank, the better bank, is just simply better. First off, for the visiting Wildcats of St. Paul, number one is a 6'4" senior, Brandon Nyberg. Number three is a 6' junior, Casey Poss. Number 14 is a 6'2" sophomore, Isaac Stone. Number 15, 6'4" senior, Lewis Poss. And number 25, 6'2" senior, Brian Gay. The head coach of the St. Paul Wildcats is Rick Peters, assisted by Neil Wardine. They come in with a record of 11-1 on the season. Their only loss to Class B top 10 Adams Central by 4. They are ranked 8th in C1 at 11-1. Now for the Minden Whippets, number 3 is a 6'2" senior, Max Anderson. Number 5 is a 5'8" sophomore, Carson Bloom. Number 11 is a 6'2" senior, Ryan Bergstrom. Number 34, 5'10" sophomore, Derek Kissinger. And number 54, the big man in the middle, 6'4" senior, Peter Trausch, who just gave his commitment to play football at UNK last week. The head coach of the Minden Whippets is Shannon Lovin, assisted by Dale Bloom and Aaron Martin. Minden is 10-3 on the season, ranked 9th in C1. Their 3 losses are to Grand Island Central Catholic, Adams Central, and Ravenna. And that's a look at the starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Back after this.
You'd think with all the coughing and sneezing that's going on lately, they'd have to call off the game. Lots of folks are enjoying the game tonight, symptom-free, with the help of Brim's Health Mart. Let the hometown pharmacists at Brim's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul help you find relief now.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Don't forget that we've got more basketball as the week progresses here on Classic Hits 98.9. Tomorrow night at the Lou Platt Conference doubleheader from Gibbon as the Buffaloes take on Kearney Catholic at 6:15 and 8. And Thursday, Pleasanton travels to Ravenna as they renew that old rivalry at 6 and 7:45 on Thursday. And then next week, complete coverage of the Lou Platt and Fort Kearney Conference tournaments here on KKPR and ESPN Radio 1460. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show on KKPR, New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. It's Vinod in St. Paul next.
Whether it's a stretch of pasture, a crop ready for harvest, or a garden patch behind someone's house in town, Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender. When you grow, we grow.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, Dr. Wilkinson provides comprehensive care in the areas of total joint replacement surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Doug Duda with you on Classic Hits 98.9. And don't forget, we're always on the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. The home white and purple trim for the Minden Whippets, the traveling dark blue and gold trim of the St. Paul Wildcats. Kirk Heinrichs and Jim Lang doing our officiating tonight. So Kirk and Jim ready to get this one underway. Lewis Poss will jump center against Max Anderson. The ball is in the air, and we've got an illegal jump called here on St. Paul, and it's going to be Minden basketball, yeah. Lewis Poss was trying to take a step into it like he was doing a vertical jump, and so Minden will get the basketball. And we are underway. High post Trash out on the wing. Kissinger, a quick three. It's off the iron, no good. A defensive rebound brought down by the Wildcats and Brian Gay. Up the floor we go. Look for man-to-man both ways. Gay gets right by the two defenders, puts it up, no good. Might have even been a hand in the net, but the ball comes down to Peter Trash. Good drive, shot won't fall. Up the floor come the Minden Whippets. Off the pick is going to be Carson Bloom. Stops on the left side of the key. They'll reverse it quickly right side to Bergstrom. Up top, Kissinger, a long three, and that's good. Barrett Kissinger hits the three-pointer, and Minden has drawn first blood. Key tonight, Minden has played a lot of really good teams this year. They've beaten Axtell. They've beaten some solid teams. They're looking for that first big win over another C1 opponent where they have had some trouble so far this year. And they're trying to get it done here tonight. On the low post, they'll get it to Lewis Poss. A little taller team here in St. Paul. Dribbles around the defender, and Anderson can't stop him. Poss will lay it up and in. So St. Paul has their first bucket. It's 3-2 Minden in our first minute of the ball game. St. Paul in a matchup zone here. Trausch is guarded down low by Nyberg. Trausch turnaround jumper up and in. Pete is so quick. If he's going to shoot it, he catches it and he shoots it. He doesn't wait to back you down. He knows that the defender's going to try and get up and block his shot. It's a catch and a shoot almost all in one motion. And Minden's up 5-2. Gann, a man-to-man, swings it to the left side. There's Stone. Stone goes to the baseline, cut off there by Bergstrom. So he'll just dribble it right back out where he started. Try to take him again to the high post. Swings it out right side to Casey Poss. Poss, a 6-foot junior, shortest starter on the team. Bounces it back out top. Good defense right now by Minden. Brian Gay, right side of the key. Poss in the right wing. Try to double down on him. Looks for a cutter. And we've got a hand check foul as Poss made a move to the hoop. And the foul is going to be called on number 5, Carson Blue. That's the first foul of the basketball game. And St. Paul will have it underneath their own hoop. Looking to throw it in is Gay. Out to the left wing. Long three on the way by Gay, and it's no good. Rebound brought down by Pete Trausch. So St. Paul has put up their first three-pointer of the ball game, and it's no good. Minden off the dribble, kicking it out into the wing. Here's a three-pointer. Bergstrom on the way. It is no good. And the rebound, Trausch trying to save it, but he throws it into St. Paul's Isaac Stone. And Stone will wait for the traffic to go by. Outlet pass to Gay. Fakes the three. Into the paint. Got his man in the air. A little leaner. No good, but he gets the foul. had to do a heck of a lot of head and body faking, but he got the foul on Derek Kissinger. He's first of the team, second, and gave the line to shoot two. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school hoops. Doug Duda with you here tonight. Should be a good boys game, as we said, as the free throw is up and in by Gay. Chance to cut it to one here in the early going. And the second free throw on the way, and that's too strong, and the ball will come down to Max Anderson. Pete Trausch just kind of boxed his man out and let Anderson have the ball as it hit the floor. Kissinger out to Bloom. Bloom working left side on Stone. A matchup 2-1-2. As they work it in the left-hand corner, being aware of where Trausch is, being pushed out of there by Nyberg. That opens the paint. They try to get it into Bergstrom, and it ends up in Kissinger's hands. Derek back out top. They'll reset. Bloom with it on the left wing into the corner. Here's a three-pointer on the way. Anderson, it's off the iron, no good. And the rebound pulled down by Gay, and a foul called on Minden. And it's going to go on Trausch. That'll be the first foul on Trausch. And the third team foul here on Minden. And checking into the ball game will be Andrew Schwenke. Schwenke checks in, and checking out will be Kissinger. 5-3, Minden with an early two-point lead. We've played 3 minutes. Walking the ball at the floor will be Casey Foss. Both teams putting some pretty good defense on the board here in the first couple of minutes. Trying to lob it down low to Foss on the low post. Catches and shoots and scores. Foss with both buckets here for St. Paul. And we are tied at 5. Minden's hit a 3. St. Paul has tacked on a Brian Gay free throw. And that's how we've gotten to 5-5. Right side with it is Schwenke. Into the right-hand corner, they'll go to Bergstrom. Just trying to spread the floor and either get it to Trausch or a Trausch kickout. That's what they've been doing so far in the game. They've shot 4 3-pointers, so it's Trausch or a long-range shot right now for Minden against this spread zone. Now driving in, getting tripped up, and we're going to get a foul called here. It looked like either he stepped on a foot or he got kneed, and it looks like maybe the knee got stuck out there. And it's going to be Isaac Stone with his first foul. First foul of the game on St. Paul. And Minden quickly inbounds it to Bergstrom into the paint. Down to Trausch out in the corner. Three-pointer on the way. Bloom off, no good. Rebound brought down by Lewis Foss. Foss up the floor quickly. Stops in the corner for the three-pointer. It's going to be Casey Foss. It's no good. And the backside rebound comes down to Carson Bloom. St. Paul gets back defensively. No transition bucket. The pass is going to be kicked. And they'll have to take it out on the far side. Actually going to take it out on the near side. Doesn't make any difference, but they'll take it out at midcourt. 3:51 to go here in quarter number one. 5-5 your score. Discussion at the scores table. I think they're wondering about where the possession arrow should go because we had a violation on the jump ball. And the arrow stays pointed the way of St. Paul. They called a violation on St. Paul on the jump. Minden got the ball. 3:45 to go as we're back to action here. Going for the steal. Foss couldn't get it. Anderson drives, kicks it through the lane, throws it behind. Schwenke, and the steal is made. 2-on-2 to the other end. The shot is up and in by Foss, and a blocking foul on the Whippets. Our first turnover of the game, and the foul will be on Carson Bloom, and that is his second. And to the line to try and complete the three-point play will be Lewis Foss. Here's a kid that will lead your team in scoring, and if he doesn't have to, like the Ord game a couple of weeks ago, he'll go in and get you 15 boards and 6 or 7 steals. And he didn't score in that game when they beat Ord 42-34. Of course, because he didn't score, it was a lot lower scoring, but he puts this free throw up and in, and he has got 7 of the 8 points, and St. Paul has their first lead up by 3 after the old-fashioned 3-point play on a 6-0 run. Entry pass to Trausch, pops, knocks in front, and out of bounds it goes. Very quick. And we're going to get a timeout called here by Coach Shannon Lovett. So a 30-second timeout on the floor. We've got 3:25 to go in the first quarter of play. It's St. Paul 8 and Minden 5 on KKPR.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9. After the Minden timeout, it'll be their ball underneath their own hoop. They'll lob it up top. Bergstrom, a contested three, is in. Bryant Bergstrom knocks down his first bucket of the ball game, and we're all tied at eight. That's the second three-pointer here for Minden in six attempts in the first quarter. Brian Gay brings the ball up the floor, and he'll hand it off there to Brady Townsend, who has checked in. On the low post, passes outside the arc, but he comes inside, misses it, tips it back up and in. Lewis Koss is controlling the offense right now for St. Paul. He's got 9 of their 10 points, 10-8 Wildcats, just under 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Well, it's either guard Koss or you let him have his points. Right now they're letting him have them as Anderson misses a three-pointer. But an offensive rebound down low, put up, knocked away, back to Troush, and Troush will score. Andrew Schwenke got it first, but then Pete Troush got it the second time, and scores were tied at 10. St. Paul quickly up the floor. Casey Potts forced to the baseline, drops it off to Townsend, who's got the scoop shot in. Nice job by Casey Potts to realize where his teammates were as he got shut off coming down the baseline. 12-10, Minden, trailing by two. Kissinger back in the floor for the Whippets. In the paint, down the left wing, an open jumper. Schwenke puts it up, won't go. Offensive rebound, Kissinger's fouled. Looks like that'll be on Casey Foss. Kissinger will go to the line and shoot two. The foul on Casey Foss will be his first. That's the second team foul now on St. Paul. Kissinger, who hit the first three of the ball game, will put the free throw up, no good. Colby Hemmel will check in now for the first time for the Minden Whippets, and Troush will take a seat with 2:09 to go here in the first quarter. And he probably will be down the rest of the quarter. Second free throw up, and it is in. So Kissinger gets one of two, and it's 12-11 St. Paul. Lewis Poss will bring the ball up against the Minden man-to-man pressure. One-on-one against Max Anderson now. Bloom on the bench with a couple of first-quarter fouls. He'll kick it back out. Now Casey Poss has it. Kissinger against him, just standing at the top of the circle. Stutter dribble, fakes the three, and gives it off to Stone. Stone to the baseline. Here's Poss again. Left-handed dribble, swings it left side. Three-pointer on the way by Casey Poss. That doesn't depend. Casey Poss with the first three for St. Paul. The Cats go up by four at 15-11. A minute and a half to go here in the first quarter. Minden in the front court. Bergstrom goes to the high post. Now fires it underneath. Turnaround jumper off the glass up and in for Andrew Schwenke. Good ball move at that time by the Minden Whippets. Kissinger, and then they got it into Colby Emmel, and he had the assist. Head and shoulder fake into the double team. Back out to Brian Gay from Casey Poss. Gay, fadeaway jumper from 16. Tough shot, no good. And Schwenke will have the board here for Minden. So a chance to tie or take the lead with a minute to go here in the first quarter. 15-13 St. Paul. Kissinger way out top. Right side Bergstrom. The left-handed three is over everything that time. And a rebound brought down by Brian Gay. Gay up the floor quickly to Poss. Poss cut off on the baseline. St. Paul sure likes to attack the baseline, then kick it back out. Stone on the wing to Townsend, up top to Lewis Poss. 40 seconds to go here in the quarter. He's trying to clear things out for him, and Gay draws the double team. Has to kick it back out to Brady Townsend. Now to Casey Poss. Long three way out there, and it almost went, but it didn't, and Colby Emmel will get the rebound. That was close to NBA range. 20 seconds remains in the quarter. Out of the wing, Max Anderson posting up his Emmel. Throws through the lane. Bergstrom's there. A little one-hand jumper. No good. Tip try. No good. Rebound thrown up Emmel. He didn't have a very good look. It's no good. And the rebound brought down by St. Paul with Poss. 4 seconds. 3 seconds. Puts up a three-pointer. No good. Rebound brought down by Minden. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. So after one in this C1 Top 10 battle, the St. Paul Wildcats 15 and the Minden Whippets 13 on KKPR.
Luca Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliance takes pride in providing the best quality for our customers for four generations and is proud, too, of the generations of great students and athletes from our area. Best of luck today from Luca Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliance in downtown Farwell.
Trust the experts when it comes to your hearing or hearing aid products. At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide individualized care. Caring for our community, one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
There's supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. So you need to replace your stock tank. Head to Stadler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank. Stadler Implement is proud to support our area athletes. Honey, hurry, we need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Doug Dudeback with you here at C.L. Jones Gymnasium in Minden. I want to thank Athletic Director Carl Ashman and all the fine folks here for their hospitality. As we get ready to start the second quarter, St. Paul will have the ball, leading it by a score of 15-13. We'll give you some numbers in a moment as Casey Poss has it, dribbles in, and backs back out. Nyberg back on the floor to start the quarter. Here's a little pick and roll to Gay, and the jumper from five is up and in. Ryan Gay with his first field goal, 17-13, four-point lead again for St. Paul. In the first quarter, Minden turned it over once, but that was one more than St. Paul. They didn't turn it over at all. Gimel up top, tries to go down low to Schwenke, and Poss steps in front, makes the steal. So there's the second turnover. Now Lewis Poss has a wide open three, but comes up short. Rebound, Casey Poss has his shot blocked by Emil, off of Poss, and out of bounds. Kobe Emil hangs in there. In the first quarter, rebounds, 11 for Minden, 7 for St. Paul. Three-point shooting, Minden was 2 of 8, St. Paul 1 of 5. Free throw shooting, St. Paul 2 of 3, Minden 1 of 2. 4 points for Kissinger and Trausch leads Minden. 9 for Lewis Poss leads St. Paul. As Max Anderson fires up the three, it's no good. Lewis Poss the rebound. He looks ahead, trying to go coast to coast. He's double-teamed, kicks it out of the left wing to Gay. Back on the baseline, Nyberg. 7-footer, no good. Defensive rebound, yanked down by Carson Bloom. Bloom playing with two fouls. Had to settle a little bit there in the first quarter. Trausch sat the last 2-10 of the first quarter and has not played here in the second quarter either. So get an extended break as the three-pointer by Bloom is no good off the heel. And the rebound brought down by Brady Townsend. Townsend gives it off the Poss. Casey forces the issue and draws the foul. And that's number three on Carson Bloom. No. Let's double check. Let's see. Yes, it is. His third personal foul. He's saying, what did I do? 5'8 sophomore. And got taken to the hole that time with the junior, Casey Poss. Poss hit a three in the first quarter. Now his first free throw of the evening is good. 18-13, St. Paul now has the biggest lead so far. Bergstrom back in. And so that's going to be it for Bloom probably the rest of the half. Second free throw up, and it is in. So Poss hits them both. And it's 19-13, a six-point lead. And Minden got out to a 5-2 start, so it's a 17-8 run here by St. Paul. They're up by six with 6:20 to go and a long three. Kissinger straight away is no good. Long rebound comes down to Townsend. Cherry picked the other end. Casey Poss left-handed layup is up and in. And it's 21-13, St. Paul. And a timeout will be called by Minden. Coach Shannon Lovin doesn't want him to get away from his troops. And a good start to the second quarter here. A 6-0 run by St. Paul. So with 6:08 to go in the first half of play, it is St. Paul 21, Minden 13.
First Bank and Trust Company of Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust. What you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Best of luck, Axtell.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Hi, I'm Harold Korb with Korb Walker Mowers. A Walker mower will give you the fast, easy, beautiful mowing you have always wanted. These premier mowers operate easily in any direction. Zero radius turns and braking are easily done with one hand fingertip control.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all areas.
Back to basketball action here at C.L. Jones Gymnasium. Trausch comes back in. They get it to a power move. It just won't go. Rebound brought down by Lewis Poss. They wanted to establish some inside authority coming out of the timeout, and Trausch just couldn't finish that time. So back over to the Wildcats. 21-13, St. Paul, 6 minutes to go. second quarter. Pass draws the double team up to Nyberg. Straight away three off the iron. No good. Rebound. Pass lays it right over the rim and scores. And we've got a little injury at the other end. Well, not necessarily an injury, but the shoe fell off of Max Anderson, and that's why he went to the floor, and Pass was able to grab the easy rebound and put back. Pass has 11 points and 6 rebounds already. 23-13, St. Paul Minden needs a bucket here. Shut out in the first 2.5 minutes of the second quarter, while St. Paul has picked up 8 points. Anderson drives, dumps it into the corner. Schwenke, Andrew, back inside Trausch. Little one-hand jumper up and in that time for Pete. 6 points for Pete Trausch. And finally on the board here in the second quarter for the Whippets. That snaps the 8-0 run. 23-15, St. Paul. Cats with the ball, Stone up top against the Minden man-to-man. Hands it off to Poss. Casey, there's Casey and there's Lewis. Casey has the basketball. Right side, around the pick from Lewis, and then he got bumped into. And when you bump into Pete Trausch, you know it. And Pete, I think, is going to pick up his second personal foul. That'll be his second, the team's sixth. And Colby Emmel will come back in. And boy, if you got Trausch and Bloom on the bench the rest of the way, they're going to need some help off the bench for Coach Shannon Lovett. St. Paul ball on their baseline. Out to Nyberg. Back up top to Townsend, who's played this whole second quarter. Brian Gay getting ready to check back in, probably for him. Nyberg in the left-hand corner. Spread the floor here, trying to open the paint. They're real good at the one-on-one. Casey Poss, backdoor cut, Nyberg, reverse layup, good. Assist Poss, Brandon Nyberg with his first bucket. It's 25-15, St. Paul. Up the floor, Kissinger. They come out and respect that long three. Into the corner to Schwenke. Schwenke holds the ball. No post presence right now. Emil's down there, but that's a lot different than Pete Trausch. Colby's 6'4", but doesn't take up the space that Trausch does. Schwenke looks for the cut. Emil's covered. Back up top, Kissinger. Right side, Anderson. Back in the paint. Good defense. The ball tipped and stolen away. Minden's third turnover. Lewis Poss, 2-on-2. He'll go all the way and score. 27-15. St. Paul pulling away here midway through the second quarter. Minden is 2 of 11 from three-point land. And driving in Anderson, jump stop Stone, got him on the arm. Isaac Stone with his second foul. That's just the third team foul on St. Paul. And to the line will be Max Anderson. Max looking for his first point of the ball game. You're listening to High School Basketball on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Minden, and St. Paul, and the World Wide Web, KKPR.com. The free throw by Max Anderson is good. Brian Gay re-enters the ball game here for St. Paul. Don't forget, at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll look at the first half stats of the boys' game, recap the girls' game, which Minden won 46-32. We hope to talk with Coach Rick Cremosta at the half. Second free throw is too strong, no good. And Brian Gay will have his fourth board. 27-16. St. Paul with an 11-point lead. 3:45 to go here in the first half. A long pass to Lewis Poss from the right wing to the left baseline. And all he could do is catch it and get out of there with it. He'll swing it back over to Casey. Hits the Minden man-to-man. Tries to drive. Swings it left side. Skip past Brian Gay. Long three. Good. St. Paul with their second three. Brian Gay now has 6 points, and the lead is out to 14, 30-16. Minden over on the right side. Anderson holds the ball way out there. Into the corner, Emil. Back down. Play and catch. Now Kissinger off the pick. Right corner three. Needs it. In and out. Won't go. Emil goes above everybody and gets it to score. Colby Emil used his size that time and got the offensive putback. A needed bucket on that possession for Minden as they're trying to extend maybe a 1-3-1 zone now against that three-point shooting ability of St. Paul. Into the corner, Lewis Poss. Poss skip pass left side to Townsend. Down the corner, Gay. Ball fake. He's well covered by Anderson. Over to Casey Poss. It went through his hands. And that is St. Paul's first turnover of the game. The 2:38 mark of the second quarter, the first turnover for St. Paul. And coming in will be Riley Peters, the 5'11 junior. And so it will be Minden basketball. Right side with it is Emil. Chance to cut it maybe down to 9 if they hit a 3 here. Bergstrom has it, shoots it, and got it. Ryan Bergstrom with his second three-pointer of the basketball game. And it's 30-21. The Minden fans hoping they can make a run here before half. And St. Paul throws it into the crowd. Casey Poss was standing about 5 feet in front of Coach Rick Peters. Coach Peters was telling him what he wanted him to run. And then he turned and winged it about 30 feet over there, tried to get it to Riley Peters, and threw it right into the Minden student section. Now Minden almost loses it. Picked back up Anderson. Got Nyberg in the air. 10-footer good. A little run being mounted here by the Whippets. The 14-point lead has been cut in half. A 7-0 run, and it's 30-23. St. Paul, 2 minutes to go. And Coach Rick Peters will get the ball in the front court. And they were looking to see if he wanted a timeout. Did not. So Lewis Poss. So Minden's change to the extended 1-3-1 is helping here. Schwenke up top. Bergstrom trying to help out. On the bottom of the 1-3-1 is Kissinger. And right now St. Paul is just playing a little keep away. It's almost like a little five-game spread here. And the fans think they're trying to stall, which is not really the case. They're trying to bring Minden out into a man-to-man here. Lewis Potts with it between the circles. Now trying to drive in and can't take it that far, so he'll bring it back out to the wing. Good defense here so far by Minden, but they don't want to get caught watching the paint dry, as they say. Don't look for that backdoor cut. Lewis Potts still dribbling. Trying to get out, put some pressure on him is Max Anderson. And they've used a whole minute right now on this possession as we're down to 55 seconds. Nyberg really bouncing around up top there with Max Anderson. We might get a foul if they keep that up. Posh is dribbling, and Minden can never get close enough to get a 5-second count on him. They might get a 1 or 2 second count. Now they try to trap him, and he's in a little bit of trouble, finally got rid of it. Back out to Casey Posh, 35 seconds. So Minden's going to actually look like they will play for the last shot and use about the last minute, 55. Minden doesn't want to foul either because that'll give them a 1-1. 25 seconds. They're reaching in. They better be careful. Lewis Poss drives. Two or three players there. And a foul called on Minden. There it was. Kobe Emel is first. And so 1-1 here. Lewis Poss put on a little Harlem Globetrotter exhibition. He dribbled that ball for a minute and nearly 40 seconds. And it looks like they're going to put Pete Trausch back in. He's got to be careful coming in with 19 seconds and 2 fouls. They want to make sure they get a rebound if Lewis Poss misses. 19 seconds to go in the half, a 1-1 for Poss. And the free throw is on the way, and it is no good. The rebound brought down by Emel. A chance to pull it within 5 or even 4. Big possession. Minden, they've scored the last 7. Bergstrom on the right wing. Jump pass back out between the circles. 10 seconds. Bergstrom, they don't want to force it. Trausch, his pass knocked away. Kissinger has it. Out to Bergstrom. Has to take a long 3. It's no good. And that is the end of the first half of play. Good defense by St. Paul as Bergstrom was running out of time and had to cast up about a 25-footer. So at the end of the first half of play, Minden goes on a 7-0 run, but they're still down 7. It's the St. Paul Wildcats 30 and the Minden Whippets 23. It's a top 10 battle in Class C1, and we'll be back and look at the numbers, recap the girls' game, and it's all right here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report coming up after this timeout.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Your Citizens Bank and Trust in St. Paul is an independent community bank that has been serving their community since 1888. Bank with a hometown bank because they put your money back to work in the community. Citizens Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. Go Wildcats!
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
And welcome back to Minden and C.L. Jones Gymnasium. It's time now for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. At the half of our boys' game, it is St. Paul 30 and Minden 23. The Cats come in at 11-1. Minden is 10-3 on the season. Their losses have been to some state-rated and very good competition so far this season, and we'll take a look at the stats in just a moment. But earlier tonight, we had the girls' game for you here on KKPR, and Minden got things going in the third quarter, ended it on a 10-0 run, and ended up pulling away for a 46-32 win over St. Paul. They improved to 12-3 on the season. Neely Stadler, 14 points. Hallie Bauer, 13 points, 10 rebounds. McKenna Tenbenzel, 12 points and 10 rebounds. And Coach Rick Cremosta joins us here at the half. And Coach, I guess it took a little while to get things going, but once you got it going, it was kind of what we've seen from you, at least in the games we've done most of the season. A slow start, but second half has been pretty much your baby most of this season, it seems like.
Well, we've played better probably the second half, but yeah, we started out a little slow, and that had a little bit to do with what St. Paul was doing. You know, you got to give them some credit there, and I think maybe we had a little bit of a hangover from our Friday game, you know, and not having a practice and trying to bounce back and all, but that's all part of competition, Doug.
Well, you mentioned that a tough loss against Holdridge. It's a rival, snapped your 11-game winning streak, but as we said, that's just one of those, I guess, fun games. You don't have to worry about facing them again. They're not in your conference, so a good test. And what do you learn from that ball game going forward?
Well, you know, you just hope that you can rebound and get back to where we want to be. Holdridge is a fine team. There's nothing to be ashamed of to get beat by those guys because they're a quality team. And then we did put a lot into that game, and cards didn't fall our way, so we had to try to rebound and not have a hangover tonight. And it was a tough one, but, you know, St. Paul had a lot to do with that. I thought they played pretty darn hard and gave us some fits out there.
Well, in the first half, although the scoring wasn't there, St. Paul had some looks. They wanted to get it on the low post. They got up there quite a few times in the first quarter, not near as much in the second quarter, and it looked like, or the second half, we should say, maybe the second quarter, but it looked like one of the messages at halftime was come out, push them out even farther away from the basket, don't let them get comfortable handling the basketball, and you forced them into 14 turnovers in the second half, and that really was one of the big keys.
Yeah, that was kind of our game plan. Now that's kind of our game plan each night, but sometimes it works better than other nights, our girls did a much better job the second half doing that, and defense always kind of sets the tone for how your offense is going to go, and so the second half defense is better, and then that fed into our offense a little bit, and Neely had a good game for us there in the second half, and we really needed her too, and McKenna too. You know, McKenna had struggled in the first half, but second half she was big with some shots in there for us, and they took Hallie away from us, so somebody else needed to step her up, and it's good to see that. That's going to make us a better team down the stretch.
Minden coach Rick Cremosta joining us here at halftime of our boys' game. St. Paul leads at 30-23. You mentioned Neely. It's been Tenbenzel and Bauer, always 1-2, but tonight Neely led the team in scoring. It was balanced. Again, only four players score, but that hasn't been any different than any other night. What's Neely been doing to get a game like this tonight? Have you been seeing this in practice?
Well, Neely can do it. There's no question about it. You know, sometimes she's a little hesitant to take that shot, but she's very capable of doing it, and I hopefully this will give her some confidence so that she's ready to do that some more for us. You know, Neely, she's kind of the blue-collar girl for us. She always guards the toughest player on the other team, and she's a great athlete for us. So we really look for Neely to do a lot of different things and score for us, and tonight she showed she can do that, along with play great defense on the bank girl, who's a fine player. I think maybe she only had a couple points on us, or 4 points or something like that. So it was great to see that. And Neely, that she just brings her lunch pail every night, that's for sure.
Finally, Coach, now you get ready for conference. The boys and girls have played good enough to have that number one seed and really kind of allow this makeup game to be played tonight because you get the bye. I've got to think, big picture, the girls have one thing on their mind. They want to see Ogallala again. But big picture, how do you see the conference stacking up?
Well, it'd be, you know, it's a whole different ball game when you start playing conference tournament play. Everybody throws out everything that they've done so far, and and they try to go into it and try to win the thing. And it won't be any different for our team. I told the girls, and I've told them this the last 4 or 5 years, we're going to put every ounce of effort into this tournament, everything we got, and try to come away and see if we can get it. But we'll come out, we'll do everything we can. We'll put every ounce of effort into these next games, no question about it.
Well, Coach, good start to the week tonight with another win, 12-3, and best of luck on going out and getting the conference title this weekend.
Now we'll give it a go, Doug. We'll see what we can do. Thanks for coming down again.
Thanks, Coach. Coach Rick Ramos joining us here after their 46-32 victory, and we are at halftime of the boys' game. St. Paul up 7. We'll look at the numbers next.
You'd think with all the coughing and sneezing that's going on lately, they'd have to call off the game. Lots of folks are enjoying the game tonight, symptom-free, with the help of Brim's Health Mart. Let the hometown pharmacists at Brim's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul help you find relief now.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We better take a look at our first half numbers of the boys' game. And we will start with Minden. Max Anderson has 3 points and 2 rebounds. Carson Bloom, 2 rebounds. Ryan Bergstrom's hit a pair of threes. He's got 6 points and a rebound. Colby Emmel has 2 points and 5 rebounds. Andrew Schwenke, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Derek Kissinger, 4 points and a rebound. And Pete Trausch has 6 points. And he has pulled down 3 rebounds. At the half, 23 points, 16 rebounds, 2 out of 4 at the free throw line. 3-point shooting, Minden is 3 of 13 and committed just 3 turnovers, but Carson Bloom does have 3 fouls and Pete Trausch has 2. For St. Paul, Brandon Nyberg has 2 points, Casey Poss has 7 points and a rebound, Isaac Stone has a rebound, Lewis Poss is the game's leading scorer and rebounder, 13 points, 6 rebounds. Brian Gay, 6 points, 4 rebounds, and Brady Townsend has 2 points and 2 rebounds. For St. Paul, 15 points in each quarter, 30 points, 14 rebounds. They are currently 4 of 6 from the free throw line, 2 of 8 from three-point land, and just 2 turnovers. Isaac Stone has 2 fouls. And at the half, 8th-ranked St. Paul leads 9th-ranked Minden 30-23. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, see the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
The Nelson Agency Incorporated of Minden proudly represents AgriNational Limited Liability Company of Council Bluffs. We encourage all farmers to meet with Nelson Agency Incorporated of Minden to review your policy. Nelson Insurance Agency Incorporated of Minden is an equal opportunity employer.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustace.
Minden will get the ball to start the second half of play, try and keep their 7-0 run going from the second quarter. They were down by 14, now it's 7, down to Trausch. Double team, Poss snuck in from behind, then everybody left him, and Trausch scored. That was a weird-looking play. They expected Poss to punch it away from behind, and the double team left Trausch. So when they didn't steal it, he turned and laid it in. And Trausch now with 8 points in the basketball game, and it's a nice little 8-0 run, make it 9-0 run, carrying over for Minden. They're still down 5, but they're back in the game. St. Paul has shot not quite as many threes as Minden, but Minden's only made one more. Minden 3 of 13, St. Paul 2 of 8. That 1-3-1 zone that Minden has switched to seems to be giving St. Paul some problems here. Nyberg working low. St. Paul very patiently. Remember, St. Paul killed the final almost 2 minutes of the quarter. They were fouled with 19 seconds left, and they hit a couple of free throws. Well, excuse me, they missed the free throw. They missed that front end of the 1-1, and then Minden couldn't score on their last possession either, so there was no scoring in the last 2 minutes. The ball's tipped. Trash went for the steal, couldn't get it. Ball still loose, and then Isaac Stone fouls Bergstrom, who made the steal. That is the third personal foul on Isaac Stone, and there's only been four called on St. Paul, so Brady Townsend will come in. Well, he's trying to come in, but they inbounded the ball too quick. So Minden will throw it in. St. Paul hasn't scored in nearly 5 minutes. Trausch again. Really, St. Paul is going in a matchup zone. Trying to keep an eye here on their three-point shooter. To Trausch back up top. Setting for the three. Anderson around and out. Won't go. Ball loose. Trausch has it. Puts it up. Draws the foul. The momentum has shifted here at C.L. Jones. And the foul is going to be called on Lewis Poss. That'll be his first. And Trausch will go to the line and shoot two. Pete going to the line for the first time here this evening. And the free throw is on the way and crawls over. Pete put a little body English on it. That's a lot of English. 30-26, a 10-0 run by Minden. And the second free throw won't go, and Poss will get the rebound. But again, Minden trailing even after getting 10 straight. 30-26, St. Paul. It's happened since they went to that 1-3-1, and they've been pretty patient here on offense, knocking down a couple of shots to help them along the way. 6 minutes to go here. St. Paul is slowing it down quite a bit. They don't really seem to know what they want to do against this 1-3-1. They're not attacking it quite as much, and the way they attack the man-to-man in the first half, you think they'd be able to attack this zone, penetrate and dish, but they really haven't tried that. And Minden keeps extending the zone, and I think maybe that's what St. Paul wants. If they keep extending the zone, then all of a sudden they backdoor you and get a layup. But very, very, I'll use it, boring. St. Paul's not trying to score right now. They're trying to pull Minden out into a man-to-man, and they've almost done that. 30-26, St. Paul makes the game flow right along, and going for the steal, Bergstrom commits the foul. Way out here at midcourt, trying to knock it away from Gay. Ryan Bergstrom with his first personal foul, first team foul of the half. You're listening to high school basketball on this Monday night on KKPR-FM, Kearney, St. Paul, and Minden, and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Doug Good with you at Minden. 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. And the score is St. Paul 30, Minden 26, our boys' top 10 matchup. Earlier tonight, Minden won the girls' game 46-32. Tomorrow we'll be in Gibbon as the Buffaloes host Kearney Catholic. Doubleheader at 6:15 and 8. Thursday we're in Ravenna as the Blue Jays take on Pleasanton. Here's Gay off the pick for the three, buried it. So all that time, but it paid off for St. Paul. And that snaps the 10-0 scoring run for Minden, and that's the first points in nearly 6 minutes for the Wildcats, and they're up by 7, 33-26. Trausch with it, pops out in the corner, gives it to Anderson, down the lane, lost the handle, got it back, knocked away, and it'll belong to Minden after it was swatted out of bounds by Lewis Poss. Anderson kind of got lucky there. He had lost control, and Poss swatted the ball out. Minden ball underneath their own hoop. Off the pick into the corner to Kissinger. He catches it. Three-point threat, they'll cover him. Back to Kissinger, Poss on him. Low post, Trausch, double team. Lowers his shoulder, yep, there's the offensive foul. Trausch lowered the shoulder, and he moved the man. And that'll be a foul on Pete, and that'll be his third. He just knocked his man backwards. And if Pete's playing a kid that's a little bit bigger, a little more stout, that doesn't move on that low shoulder, they don't make the call. But Trausch definitely tried to clear some space down in the paint. So back over to St. Paul with 4:15 to go in the third quarter of play. 33-26 Wildcats. Get it over to Townsend. Down the left-hand corner, Lewis Poss. Guarded by Kissinger. Tries to drive the baseline into the double team. Flips it back over his head and up top, Ryan Gay. Straight away three. That one won't go. Rebound. Nyberg has it. He'll put it back up and score. Nyberg off the offensive rebound. Has 4 points. And the lead now shoots back up to 9. 35-26. Hemel back to the ball game for the Whippets. Driving into the paint, Bloom with those three fouls. Out top to Kissinger. Derek for three. Banked it in. Derek Kissinger with his second three-pointer of the ball game. 35-29. Minden trying to pick up the defensive intensity, but St. Paul hustles it into the front court. Now goes into that spread. Minden has switched back to a man-to-man here, it looks like. Gay, 16-footer, no good. Long rebound, loose, Kissinger collision, and it's scooped up there by Townsend. St. Paul ball. Gay drives to the left elbow, picks his dribble up, turns and hands it off to Lewis Poss. Poss runs over one man, puts the shot up, they let it go. Shot's no good. Max Anderson will get his third rebound. They'll bring it into the front court and fire it off left side to Carson Bloom. To Kissinger, a long three, no good. That was not much of an offense. Run down by Poss. And to the other end they come. St. Paul hustles, but Minden beats them back so they can't attack the hoop. Nyberg out on the right side of the key, dribbles to midcourt, and finds Brian Gay. They don't really want Nyberg handling the ball out there. Gay dribbles the ball between the circles. Minden has decided to go to the man-to-man, even though the 1-3-1 was working. 2:40 to go here, third quarter, 35-29, St. Paul. Townsend with it. Right side, they'll go on the wing to Brian Gay. Back out, Nyberg, open three. The lefty fires, and too strong. He almost banked it in. Kissinger will pull down the rebound. And off to the races they go, and scoring will be Emil. Kobe Emil goes up and hammers it home. It's 35-31. So five in a row St. Paul, now five in a row Minden. 2:10 to go in the third quarter of play. Brian Gay with the basketball. He wants to go one-on-one on Kissinger. Backs him into the paint. Spin move. Leaner from six. Won't go. Rebound tipped around. Gay got it back. He lowers his shoulder. He'll put it up and in, but they wave it off and call a walk. Brian Gay called for the walk, and the only reason he walked is because he tried so hard to get the rebound, so you can't fault him for the effort. He had to walk to get the possession, it looked like, and back over to Minden. Minden has trailed almost the whole game. They got out to a 5-2 lead. St. Paul took a lead at 8-5, and they haven't trailed since. They've been up by as many as 14, but now it's a 4-point lead, and Minden has the ball. Full court zone trap. Minden breaks it, back door wide open. Kissinger layup is good. It sat on the heel and almost stopped. But Kissinger lays it up and in, and he's got 9 points. And you can hear the Minden fans. And a timeout, St. Paul. Timeout, St. Paul Wildcats. A full-length timeout with 1:39 to go in the third quarter of play. It is St. Paul 35, Minden 33.
Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliance takes pride in providing the best quality for our customers for four generations and is proud, too, of the generations of great students and athletes from our area. Best of luck today from Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliance in downtown Farwell.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings. Auto glass replacement. Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden. Go Whippets!
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
And after the timeout, St. Paul's going to try and get the ball into the paint. We're going to have a foul called on Minden. It's going to go on Ryan Bergstrom, his second personal foul, just the third team foul of the half. St. Paul was up in this game 30-16. Since then, a 17-5 run. It goes all the way back to midway through the second quarter for Minden, but it's still 35-33 St. Paul, and they almost throw it away. Townsend runs it down, somehow stays in bounds, and gets it back out to Casey Potts. Only 5 points in the quarter here for St. Paul. A minute 10 to go, third quarter. On the left wing to Townsend. To the high post they go. Brian Gay head fake backs out to Townsend. Here's a three-pointer on the way. It will not go. And the rebound brought down by Ryan Bergstrom. Bergstrom trying to push it up the floor. Outlet pass to Anderson. A three-on-three, and Anderson will hold it. A chance to tie or maybe take the lead for the first time since the quarter. Anderson back up top. Back to Max right corner. Emil down low trying to post him up. They'll get it to Bloom. Reverse it. Kissinger. Left-hand corner. Bergstrom for three. It is no good. And the rebound brought down by Max Anderson. They'll try again for three. Bloom. It won't go. Another offensive rebound. Emil to Bergstrom. He missed a short jumper. And the rebound brought down by St. Paul. That's Lewis Poss. And a baseball pass to the other end. They lose the handle. Out of bounds it goes. Turnover St. Paul. That's only their fifth of the game, but three of them have been in this quarter. Minden has not turned it over in this quarter. They had three in the first half. So Minden should get the last shot here in the quarter. 20 seconds as they bring it to midcourt. Holding onto the basketball is going to be Carson Bloom, just dribbling in place. St. Paul comes up with a little pressure on. Right side, Emil. 10 seconds back to Bloom. Into the corner, Kissinger. He's covered. Pushing around in the paint, so they might have to go outside. Bloom comes in. Scoop shot up. Too strong. No good. And the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Minden. Good move that time by Bloom, but just couldn't finish. 2.4 to go. 2.4 to go here in the quarter. St. Paul going to try and get off a last-second shot. Townsend's open. Townsend throws it to Posse. Stocked away. Shot at the horn by Minden. Won't go. The ball was stolen away by Max Anderson on the nice play. But Minden has cut it to two. They were down by 14 in the first half. And we go to the fourth quarter of play. The St. Paul Wildcats, 35. The Minden Whippets, 33. Your C1 Top 10 Boys battle continues after this on Classic Hits 98.9.
Mishko Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Mishko's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Mishko's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
The Kroll Agency Insurance of Minden, Kennesaw, and Axtell, where service is our number one priority. Best of luck to all the area athletes. We are very proud to support you in and out of the game. The Kroll Agency, Minden, Kennesaw, and Axtell.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
You'd think with all the coughing and sneezing that's going on lately, they'd have to call off the game. Lots of folks are enjoying the game tonight, symptom-free, with the help of Brim's Health Mart. Let the hometown pharmacists at Brim's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul help you find relief now.
And Doug Duda back with you as we again thank all our many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you exciting basketball as St. Paul will get it to start the fourth quarter, leading here at Minden, but just by 35-33. You would have thought Minden had a bigger comeback the way that quarter played out, but they outscored St. Paul 10-5. Inside Lewis Poss, good head fake, drives in. Oh, getting away Anderson, but the rebound put back up and in by Poss. Lewis Poss, the offensive putback. It looked like Anderson clocked him pretty good the first time. Poss now with a game-high 15 points. He's also got 10 boards. At the other end, Bloom down to Troush. Wheels and deals in the paint and rolls over the rim and in. Troush with a team-high 11 for Minden. Kissinger has 9. It's 37-35 in favor of St. Paul. They've led almost the whole game. Ryan Gay up top. Minden's in a man-to-man. Off the pick. The switch is there. Bergstrom on him. Minden has their original five starters out there defensively. Anderson, Bloom, Bergstrom, Kissinger, and Troush. And driving to the hoop is going to be Casey Poss. And we're going to get a hand check foul. And it's on Carson Bloom. And that is his fourth personal foul. Troush has 3. Bloom with 4 for St. Paul. Isaac Stone has 3. St. Paul ball underneath their own hoop. And Nyberg to throw it in. It looks like the original five out there as well. Gay for 3 off the inbounds. It won't go. And the rebound brought down by Carson Bloom. Minden up the floor with it is Carson. He finds a seam in the zone, kicks it back out. Anderson for 3 in the lead, and he got it. Max Anderson with his first 3-point bucket, and Minden has taken the lead. 6:40 to go in a basketball game. The lead of 14 has been erased. A 1-point lead coast to coast, and Stone gets crushed as he comes into the lane. Troush might have taken a charge, but he was pushed right over the big fella by Max Anderson. That's his first and the 15 foul. And tell you what, you don't want to be in a sandwich when Pete Troush is part of the bread. I'll guarantee you that. Isaac Stone goes to the line for 2. He has not scored in the basketball game. And the free throw is good. And we are tied for the first time since it was 10-10. 38-38. 6:31 to go in the ball game. And now the sophomore, Isaac Stone, with his second free throw on the way. That's going to be too strong. Troush had it knocked away by Lewis Poss. Poss has the rebound, and he tries to drive the baseline. Hooked him, drove, shoots, scores. And Pete Troush didn't like something. He looked right at the official and said, he just elbowed me. But it's 40-38, St. Paul. against the full court pressure. Trouch up to Bergstrom, knocked out of his hands, still loose. Picked up Trouch. He'll put the short jumper up, no good. Got the rebound, and he's going to be fouled by most of the St. Paul team. I think it's going to be our Lewis Poss. So Pete Trouch, in that melee for the loose ball, is fouled by Lewis Poss, his second, team's third. It was before the shot. And it will be Minden basketball underneath their own hoop, trailing by two to the free throw line. Schwenke's in, out to Kissinger, 4-3. It's off the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Isaac Stone. Decent crowd on hand here tonight. Not a packed house by any means. I think a lot of people probably weren't even overly aware that there was a Monday night game tonight. But we've got a good one. Glad you're with us here on Classic Hits 98.9. 5:40 to go in the game. St. Paul 40, Edmonton 38. Dribbling it away, Lewis Poss, and he lost it off his foot. Casey Poss picked it up. Back to Lewis in the paint. Draws contact. Scoop shot, no good. Trouch with a rebound. And Minden will push it up. Kissinger, long outlet pass. Anderson, quick three in the corner. It won't go. And there's nothing but blue jerseys there for the rebound. Isaac Stone has it up to Lewis Poss. One-on-one with Pete Trouch. That should be a drive to the hole. And Trouch knocked it away off his foot out of bounds. They were looking for a foul on Trouch. That's where Pete doesn't want to be. He didn't want to be 20 feet away from the hoop, especially with three fouls. So the intensity, as you can tell here in the crowd, is picking up. And the ball belongs to St. Paul. Casey Poss, top of the circle, working on Andrew Schwenke. Gives it off right side to Stone, back to Nyberg. Play a little ring around to Rosie here and give it off to Brian Gay. Double team. Trouch way out there on him. Now a two-on-one of the paint and the foul. Max Anderson, that's all he could do. Going to the line, Lewis Poss. Anderson with his second foul. Interesting that they're getting Pete Trouch out of the paint. Even though he could move, St. Paul got it where they wanted it. It was a total mismatch inside. At the line to shoot two, Lewis Poss. He is one of two at the line and has a game-high 17 points and 11 rebounds here for St. Paul. And the senior, who has started for 3 years, puts it up and in. Don't forget, when we're all done, the Misco Sports postgame show with all the final stats, coaches' interviews, and more here on KKPR. Doug Dew with you in Minden. The second free throw is going to be short that time from Lewis Poss, and Trouch will pull down his eighth rebound. 4:50 to go in the game. St. Paul 41 and Minden 38. Kissinger over to the left wing. Back to Kissinger in the paint. Head fake back out to Anderson, to Bergstrom, and St. Paul able to hang with him the whole time. Remember, St. Paul was up by 14 in this game at 30-16 in the second quarter. Now Anderson down the middle of the lane, throws up the scoop shot and scores. 5 in the quarter and 8 in the game for Anderson. The lead is 1 for St. Paul. Minden got it back ever so briefly here earlier in the quarter at the 6:40 mark. Here's Kay to left elbow, out to Nyberg. He's guarded by Trouch out at the top of the circle, off to Stone. Stone, left side, draws the double team out to Gay. Fadeaway three, no good. Offensive rebound, Poss. And they'll call the foul on Pete Trouch. The foul is on Lewis Poss, or excuse me, on Pete Trouch, his fourth. And that's his fourth. Poss will go to the line to shoot a one. That's a tough one there. Either way, they had to call something. They had to call something because Poss came down and the two guys both leaned in at the same time, and they called Trouch since Poss had the basketball for the foul. He's going to come out, and Carson Bloom, who also has four fouls, is also going to come in. So Emil and Trouch, I think for the first time tonight, are both on the bench for Coach Shannon Lovett. Poss at the line now to shoot a 1-1. And the free throw is on the way, and it is in. That's 6 in the quarter and 19 in the game for Poss. Now here comes Emil into the game, and Andrew Schwenke will check out. So you've got Anderson, Kissinger, along with Emil, Bergstrom, and Bloom on the floor for Minden. Second free throw for Poss is up, and it is in. So he hits them both and gets his 20th point. 43-40, St. Paul. They'll put on a little full-court zone trap. Minden really doesn't have any problem with it. Bloom brings it up to Kissinger. Quick three. Off the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Minden, and Bergstrom puts it up for the left hand and scores. 8 points now for Ryan Bergstrom on the offensive putback. 43-42. St. Paul by one. Casey Poss starts the drive and kicks it off to Nyberg. Nyberg lobs it into Paz. High post. Back door was open, but the pass deflected and Bergstrom stole it. They had Stone wide open, but the pass was deflected, and that's our first turnover by either team in the fourth quarter as Bergstrom comes out of there with it. Minden basketball enters into the high post. He'll stop there to Kissinger. Right back to Max and swing it right side against this matchup zone, making sure they keep an eye on Emil. It's more of a box and one. Left-hand corner to Bloom. 3:15 to go on the game. St. Paul up 43-42. Minden has the ball. Bergstrom into the corner to Anderson. And a timeout going to be called here by the Whippet. They will have two remaining. The coach, Shannon Lovin, going to use a 30-second timeout. With 3:09 to go in the basketball game, it is St. Paul 43, Minden 42 on KKPR.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Whether it's a stretch of pasture, a crop ready for harvest, or a garden patch behind someone's house in town, Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender. When you grow, we grow.
Well, the fans are excited. They're being treated to a very competitive ball game here. Minden has the ball out of their own timeout. They've got two remaining. They trail 43-42 with 3:09 to go. They'll lob it out top to Kissinger. Left side, Bergstrom. Can't get the three away. Troush is back in there. Out to Kissinger, right side for the three. It's off the mark. Minden is getting pulled about their offensive rebound. Anderson in the traffic. Puts it up no good. Troush got an easy putback. Anderson kept it alive, and Troush got the second offensive rebound, and Minden is back on top. 44-43, 2:45 to go in the ball game at the other end. Fox, double team, triple team, goes underneath Nyberg, and he stepped out of bounds. Pete Troush had to be careful with those four fouls, and as Nyberg tried to step around him, he stepped on the baseline. Turnover number 8 for St. Paul. And Minden will have the ball and the lead for the first time since the first quarter. Still all day left. 2:30 to go. St. Paul trying to pick up the defensive intensity. Bloom at the high post. Swings it out. Here's a three by Anderson. No good. Fighting for the ball. Fighting for the ball. And it's saved into Brian Gay. Brian Gay saves the basketball after it was tipped in by Minden. Kissinger and Troush had position. Just couldn't grab it. Minden is now 1 of 6 from three-point land in the quarter. 5 of 24 for the game. Brian Gay way out on the left wing. Timeout situation. Minden has 2. St. Paul has 4. They're really trying to post up Gay. They'll get it to him. A fadeaway jumper from 12. It's no good. And the rebound cleared out, and Carson Bloom has it. 1:50 to go in the game. Minden 44, St. Paul 43. Minden trying to spread the floor a little bit here. Bloom, left wing to Anderson. I don't think Minden's going to shoot any more threes, at least not in regulation. Unless they have to. And a timeout going to be called here by Minden. It's going to be a full-length timeout. They'll only have one more remaining. So they got to be a little careful. They only have a one-point lead, but they do have the ball. 1:37 to go in the game. Minden 44, St. Paul 43. Stay with us.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, Dr. Wilkinson provides comprehensive care in the areas of total joint replacement surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Minden has come back from a 14-point first-half deficit. They have a 44-43 lead over St. Paul. St. Paul has scored just 13 points here in the second half. 1:37 to go in the game, and Minden will inbound it from midcourt. They have only one timeout remaining. St. Paul has 3 fouls to give, so they need to get after it, maybe start fouling a little bit. They trap Kissinger, needs some help, lobs it to Troush. Great catch, backdoor bounce pass, got it underneath the Bloom, laid it up and in. And that's where they should have wasted a foul. Blue blazed it up for a three-point lead. Moving up by three with a minute 18 to go. Casey Poss up the floor. Right-hand corner to the baseline. Cut off there. Gets it to Lewis Poss. Lewis, one dribble, needs some help. Looks for a cutter. Now lobs it out to Gay. The ball tipped. Kissinger can't make the steal. Back to Gay. Ryan holds it. They don't want to force a long three. 1 minute to go into the game. St. Paul's got a ton of timeouts, but Coach Rick Peters is going to stay with them right now. Lewis Poss trying to get a pick. Can't get the three away back to Casey, and there's the timeout. Coach Rick Peters checks the clock. There's only 49 seconds remaining in the basketball game. He'll take the full length timeout. 49 seconds remaining. St. Paul has the ball. Minden has the lead, 46-43 on KKPR.
Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliance takes pride in providing the best quality for our customers for four generations and is proud, too, of the generations of great students and athletes from our area. Best of luck today from Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliance in downtown Farwell.
Trust the experts when it comes to your hearing or hearing aid products. At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide individualized care. Caring for our community, one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
There's supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. So you need to replace your stock tank. Head to Stadler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank. Stadler Implement is proud to support our area athletes.
A big game for both schools tonight. They don't have a signature win. Now, Minden does over Axtell, but they don't have a signature win against the Class C1 school. A lot of 500 teams, just above 500. Back to action, St. Paul trailing by three with 49 seconds, and they'll lob it to Brian Day. Can't get the three away. Don't force it. Bergstrom's on him. Over to Nyberg. St. Paul only needs a two. There's all kinds of time left, but everybody is outside the arc. Everybody's between midcourt, the top of the arc. 35 seconds. Casey Poss, an easy deuce. He's going to take a long three, miss it, and the rebound comes down to Minden. Derek Kissinger gets the rebound, and a foul will be called. I don't understand that. You got 49 seconds, and you force a three, and you had Minden drawn out. Now, remember, that's just the fourth team foul on St. Paul, and a timeout going to be called here. Coach Peters now wants to discuss strategy because he's got two fouls to play with. The foul is called on Brian Gay, his first. And so a 30-second timeout called here by St. Paul. As we mentioned, Minden did beat Axtell. That's their only loss for Axtell. But you look elsewhere, they beat 7-5 Aurora, just like St. Paul did by two the other night. They beat 7-6 Ainsworth, 7-7 Valentine, 6-6 Alma for St. Paul. Their best win of the year over 8-5 Kearney Catholic. 7-5 Aurora. They haven't beaten a team that's 10-4 or 11-3. And so you've got that here tonight. And right now, Minden has all the cards on their side. 26 and a half seconds left to go in the game. Minden has the ball up by three. Full court pressure, of course. Bloom, trouble getting it in. They get it to him, and there's a jump ball. They get it into Bergstrom, but the arrow does point the way of Minden. And that's smart ball playing right there. 24 seconds to go. St. Paul, two fouls to give. That means they can foul twice before Minden has to shoot free throws. And there's a foul before the ball even comes in. A hold called on Casey Poss, his second. Team's fifth. St. Paul needs to try and force a turnover here. Anderson to throw it in. Looking. Remember, Minden has just one timeout. They get it in to Bergstrom, and a foul will be called. The foul is going to be on Lewis Poss. He has three. Stone has three. Sixth team foul. 21 seconds remaining, and still deep in the backcourt. Minden will try and throw it in. Now St. Paul will play their last chance, and they'll get it into Bloom. Good play, and Bloom heads up the floor. And an outlet pass, a foul will be called. And so Bloom will be at the line with 18 seconds to go. Carson Bloom can help put this one away. He has just 2 points, had some foul trouble tonight. It's a 1-1 coming up, the foul on Brandon Nyberg. And here it comes for Carson Bloom. With 18 seconds to go, they're up three, 46-43 Minden. Bloom takes an extra breath and now gets set to shoot the free throw. It's on the way, and it is good. 47-43. Remember, St. Paul still has two timeouts, so if they can get a bucket, they'll get the timeout. Still should have some time left here. Second free throw now for Bloom. On the way, and it's in and out, no good. Rebound, Lewis Poss, so they don't need a three. Poss will bring it up. Stops at the arc. It's stolen away by Max Anderson. And they need a foul, and they're playing keep away. They're just holding the ball. 8 seconds, 6 seconds, five, and there's finally a foul. Brian Gay's second foul. And Minden's going to get that signature win here at home, it looks like. At the line, Derek Kissinger. And just the ninth turnover of the game for St. Paul. And again, if my stats are right, Minden has not turned it over this half. And that would be astonishing. Kissinger at the line for a 1-1. It's good. Ten points now for Derek. There's only 5 seconds remaining. St. Paul would need a minor miracle. There's still a chance to get a score and a timeout with about a second left. The second free throw is good, but they'll throw it in real short here. Gay hustles up the floor, takes the long three. It is no good, and this basketball game is over. And the Minden Whippets have rallied from 14 down to pick up their 11th win of the season and hand St. Paul just their second loss of the year as they hold St. Paul to 13 points in the second half. It's the Minden Whippets 49 and the St. Paul Wildcats 43. St. Paul goes to 11-2. Minden improves to 11-3. We'll be back with the Mississippi Sports postgame show. All the final stats. We'll talk to the coaches as well. So stay with us right after this on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
First Bank and Trust Company of Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Best of luck, Axtell.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Hi, I'm Harold Korb with Korb Walker Mowers. A Walker mower will give you the fast, easy, beautiful mowing you have always wanted. These premier mowers operate easily in any direction. Zero radius turns and braking are easily done with one-hand fingertip control.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Ag West.
And welcome back to C.L. Jones Gymnasium as we thank all of our fine sponsors and, of course, to Carl Ashman, the athletic director here at Minden, and all the fine folks for their hospitality. It's time for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center, open 7 days a week for your convenience. See them before the games begin. All shoes in stock are on sale, and whether you need basketballs, soccer balls, volleyballs, or if you're already thinking ahead towards spring and summer for baseball and softball, they've got the best selection of gloves and bats and all the equipment you need. And, of course, basketball time now. You've got town team. You've got travel team for the kids. They can outfit your squad as well. See Steve and the gang at Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Minden 49, St. Paul 43 to complete the doubleheader sweep here at home tonight. They also won the girls game 46-32. Let's take a look now at the final numbers in this ball game. Starting with the Wildcats, they had 6 players score. Brandon Nyberg had 4 points and 1 rebound. Casey Poss, 7 points all in the first half, 1 rebound. Isaac Stone, 1 point, 3 rebounds. Lewis Potts led the team tonight. He had 20 points, 13 rebounds in the contest. Brian Gay ends up with 9 points, 6 rebounds, and Brady Townsend had 2 points and 3 rebounds. For St. Paul, 14 rebounds in the first half, 13 rebounds in the second half of play. Free throw shooting, 4 of 6 in the first half, 4 of 6 in the second half, and that was all in the fourth quarter. Three-point shooting, 2 of 8 in the first half, 1 of 8 in the second half. Turnovers for St. Paul, 2 in the first half, 7 in the second half. The Wildcats had 30 points at halftime and were up by 14 in the first half, but were held to 13 points in the second half, and the Wildcats finish with 43 points, 27 rebounds, 8 out of 12 at the free throw line, 3 of 16 from three-point land, and 9 turnovers as St. Paul suffers just their second loss of the year to fall to 11-2 on the season. And up next for the Wildcats, they will be at home tomorrow against Centura, and then it's off to the Lou Platt Conference Tournament next week, which you'll hear right here on KKPR. We'll take a break and be back with more on the Misco Sports Postgame Show, taking a look at the Minden numbers and hopefully a chance to chat with Coach Shannon Lovin right after this.
Your Citizens Bank and Trust in St. Paul is an independent community bank that has been serving their community since 1888. Bank with a hometown bank because they put your money back to work in the community. Citizens Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. Go Wildcats!
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
You'd think with all the coughing and sneezing that's going on lately, they'd have to call off the game. Lots of folks are enjoying the game tonight, symptom-free, with the help of Brim's Health Mart. Let the hometown pharmacists at Brim's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul help you find relief now.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney, St. Paul, and Minden, and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Let's take a look now at the final numbers of the ball game for the Minden Whippets. They had 7 players score, including Max Anderson, 8 points. 5 of those were in the fourth quarter. He had 5 rebounds. Carson Bloom, 3 points, all in the fourth quarter. He had 4 rebounds. Ryan Bergstrom had 8 points and 3 rebounds. Colby Emmel came in, had a solid ball game with 4 points and 6 rebounds. Andrew Schwenke, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Derek Kissinger, a nice game for him tonight, 11 points, 3 rebounds. And leading the way tonight, Pete Trausch, he had a team-high 13 points and a team-high 9 rebounds. I had Minden for 16 rebounds in each half. Free throw shooting, 2 of 4 in the first half, 4 of 5 in the second half. Three-point shooting for the Whippets, 3 of 13 in the first half, 2 of 11 in the second half of play. Turnovers, here's the stat. Minden had 3 in the first half. I had them for 0 turnovers in the second half. You're going to do a lot of good things when you don't turn the basketball over. So unofficially, no turnovers in the second half for the Minden Whippets. Minden had 23 points at halftime and ended the second quarter on a 7-0 run, got the first 3 points of the second half, and cut that lead from 16 down to 6, and eventually came all the way back with 26 points in the second half, and they finished with 49 points, 32 rebounds, 6 out of 10 at the free throw line, 5 of 24 from 3-point land, and 3 turnovers as Minden improves to 11-3 on the season with a 49-43 win over St. Paul. The Cats ranked 9th, St. Paul 8th last week in the Omaha World Herald. Up next for Minden, it's on to the semifinals of the Southwest Conference Tournament coming up this week. And Lexington is hosting the finals on Saturday. Minden is the top seed on both the boys and girls side. We'll try and run down Coach Shannon Lovin and chat with him and be back with more on the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from Certified Techs.
Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
The Nelson Agency Incorporated of Minden proudly represents AgriNational Limited Liability Company of Council Bluffs. We encourage all farmers to meet with Nelson Agency Incorporated of Minden to review your policy. Nelson Insurance Agency Incorporated of Minden is an equal opportunity employer.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustace.
Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliance takes pride in providing the best quality for our customers for four generations and is proud, too, of the generations of great students and athletes from our area. Best of luck today from Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliance in downtown Farwell.
Well, an important game tonight also in the wild card standings because both teams are in a very, very tough district and a sub-district. And as we look at that, they're not in the same district and sub-district. Minden got shoved out west. They've been in that same district with either St. Cecilia or St. Paul, Grand Island Central Catholic, and some of those schools for a long time. But Minden now goes in the far west district. They'll be in with Kearney Catholic, who looks maybe to be their main opposition to the sub-district. Cozad, Gothenburg, and Southern Valley are in that boys sub-district in the C-111. And then, of course, you'd have to figure waiting out west will be Chadron, the number one team in the state. They've been there, and of course Kearney Catholic's played them to 2-1 possession games, last second games the last 2 years, and so that's what Minden's looking at. If they can get out of that sub-district, probably going to have to play number one Chadron in a district final, and so they need to keep their wild card points up there. Same story for St. Paul. They're in that Grand Island Central Catholic sub-district with Centura, Donovan, Trumbull, and Wood River, so it should come down to St. Paul and Grand Island Central Catholic. Then on the other side, you've got Boone Central, which is Albion, Central City, Columbus Lakeview, Columbus SCOTUS, and Madison. So right now it really looks like it'll be Central Catholic and St. Paul. And again, they play in the final week of the regular season. So that's how the sub-district breaks down. Still waiting to see where Coach Lovin is. I think he's starting to make his way this way, and we hope to have a chance to talk with him about the big victory tonight. Again, earlier tonight in the girls' game, only four players scored for Minden. And after leading by only four at the half, they were able to turn things around and open things up in the second half. They scored 30 points in the second half of play for a 46-32 win over St. Paul. And leading the way in that balanced scoring attack in the girls' game was Neely Stadler with 14 points. Hallie Bauer had 13 points, 10 rebounds. McKenna Tenbentel, 12 points, 10 rebounds. St. Paul held the 32 points, and they had eight players score, so Mackenzie Mudloff with 9 points was the leading scorer in this basketball game for the girls. Again, the boys, Minden turns around a 14-point deficit into a 6-point win, win at 49-43. We'll take one final break and be back after this on the Mississippi Sports Postgame Show.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings. Auto glass replacement, Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden, go Whippets!
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Mischko Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Mischko's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Mischko's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
The Kroll Agency Insurance of Minden, Kennesaw, and Axtell, where service is our number one priority. Best of luck to all the area athletes. We are very proud to support you in and out of the game. The Kroll Agency, Minden, Kennesaw, and Axtell.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
And welcome back to the Mississco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits 98.9. Coach Shannon Lovin, of course, a lot of people he's talking to, and he's making his way up this way, so we'll have a chance to talk to the coach about the big victory here this evening, and great come-from-behind victory tonight for the Minden Whippets. And Coach, congratulations. We were talking for both teams. Now, you had the win over Axtell, but both teams were looking for that signature win over a C1 school, and this was a real key chance to get one, and you got one tonight, so big win.
Yeah, St. Paul's a quality team. They have very good athletes. They handle the ball very well. They have two or three guys who can really light it up, and we feel very fortunate. We stepped up in the second half, and the boys did a nice job.
You fell behind by 14 in the first half. You got a nice 7-0 run, though, to end the second quarter to at least have some momentum going into halftime. Talk about how you got down or why you got down 14, and then what turned it around for you.
Well, I don't think we shot real well the first half. Shots weren't falling that a lot of times we make. We became a little more patient on offense, which helped move the ball around. And Trouch inside, he's a force inside. Colby Elmo came in and played big for Pete when he was in foul trouble. And I think the boys stay with it all the time. They work hard. They never give up, and they kept working.
You came out with a 1-3-1. St. Paul didn't like that look very much, and it kind of went into a little bit of a stagnant game. But what you did worked, but you decided to change it up. What prompted the decision to pull out of that? And it worked.
Okay. Well, Coach Bloom mentioned earlier in the week that they don't like the 1-3-1 as much. And we feel like if we're running the zone, that's our most comfortable defense. The man-to-man, we were not getting proper position. And so we needed to get to something to halftime to get us there so we could make our adjustments. We came back out in the man. I just kept thinking that a man-to-man is our best defense, and if we're going to get beat, I want to get beat doing our best, not our second best.
You came out, finally got that lead up to 3 points, but St. Paul had the ball, it seemed like, for a long time there at 3 points. Were you surprised with about 50 seconds left? They had called a timeout to set something up, and all they did was look to take a three the last two times down the floor. Did that surprise you a little bit? The first time it didn't work. The second time you got a steal.
Well, it didn't really surprise me, to be honest. All those guys can shoot threes. We've watched them a few times and seen them on film. And all five of their guys can shoot the ball, and we know they can shoot it from deep. And so we told our guys just to stay out as much as you can, and because they'd shoot the ball at any time.
Well, everybody did something tonight, and they all did it kind of at different times. Max and Carson got going there late in the ball game. Bergstrom hit a couple early threes for you when you didn't have a lot of scoring in the first half. You mentioned Pete. Derek Kissinger shot a lot of threes tonight, but he also had a pretty fine ball game outside of shooting the three-point ball.
These guys play pretty well together as a team. That's one thing. We've got enough guys who can score that if we have one or two that are not on or different times of the game, that other people can pick them up. And they play well together. And as we got a little more patient, we started doing a lot of things better.
We talked about this is also kind of important to get some pretty big wild card points because neither team is in a very easy district. When you've got the number one and number three teams, they have the number three. You have number one Shadron in your district. But also this gives you momentum going into the conference tournament where you look to pick up another championship this week.
Well, and we talked about both of those things. These guys knew this game was huge for us. And for those very reasons, a lot of people look at those wild card points. I'm trying not to, so I'll get too wrapped up in it. But, both reasons. And we told the guys that we got to make sure we're ready to go tomorrow because if we drop one in conference, then this doesn't mean as much.
Well, Coach, a big win for your ball club tonight. You get to 11-3, and as we said, St. Paul's 11-2. And neither team has any losses that are shabby on the schedule, I'll tell you what. So we'll let you get out of here. It's Monday. A long week ahead, buddy. Go get yourself a Southwest Conference title this weekend.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks, Shannon. Shannon Lovin, head coach of the Minden Whippets, and they win it tonight by a score of 49-43 as they pick up the victory and led tonight by Pete Trouch, 13 points, 9 rebounds. Derek Kissinger had 11. Ryan Bergstrom, Max Anderson each had 8. St. Paul was led by Lewis Poss with 20 points and 3 rebounds. Brian Gay, 9 points, 6 rebounds. But after St. Paul was up 30-14 in the 30-16 in the first half, it all changed after that. Minden scored the last 7 of the quarter, ended up coming all the way back and outscored St. Paul 26-13 in the second half, and they win it 49-43 as Minden wins both the boys and girls games. Don't forget tomorrow night, a Lou Platt Conference doubleheader will be up the road at Gibbon as the Buffaloes take on Kearney Catholic, 6:15 and 8. Thursday, Pleasanton will travel to Ravenna at 6 and 7:45. With more basketball this weekend and the Lou Platt and Fort Kearney Conference tournaments coming up next week. And Minden fans, I just want to throw this one out to you. Next Friday, the Fort Kearney Conference boys semifinals will be here. That's a first because of the way the gyms, they always go Kearney and Holdridge, but it just didn't work out this year. The boys only semifinals next Friday. You could be looking at four top 10 teams in the state if they all advance on in Axtell, Eustace Farnham, Overton, and SEM. That's going to be some great basketball a week from Friday right here at the Minden Gym, and we'll have it for you on ESPN 1460, the Lou Platte here on Classic Hits 98.9. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. See you before the games begin. To all our sponsors, to the fine folks here at Minden, Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us. Again, the finals tonight in the girls' game, Minden 46, St. Paul 32. And in the boys' game, Minden overcomes a 14-point deficit to beat St. Paul 49-43. We'll see you tomorrow night in Gibbon.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of Classic Hits 98.9 FM and KKPR.com. Podcasts of this and all play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to KKPR.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.